Hello.
Hello, this is Michael from National Opinion Service, and I'm conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet that includes print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And now I just moving forward here. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 24, 2024 election for president, Congress, or other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
Yes, I will vote.
Okay, would that be a definitely vote?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your age?
My age is 61.
Okay, now just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Okay, and please rate the level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. How motivated are you from 0 to 10 to vote?
Oh, 10.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, would that be a strong Democrat or not too strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction of the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay, now, and which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read them out to you, and you can stop me. Immigration, border security, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, crime and violence, healthcare costs, improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, and standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, and criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable. Which one would you choose from those?
Oh, I liked all of them.
Now, if you had to pick one or two, which one would you pick?
If I had to pick one, it would probably be the immigration.
Okay. Is there another one that you might have in mind besides immigration also?
The lowering taxes.
Okay. Let's see here. And that's lowering taxes. Okay. Now, moving forward here. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in your country getting, in this country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Okay. Now, and thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Okay. Now, how often would you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often at all, not often, or not often at all?
Often.
Okay, often. Okay, great. Now, let me see here. Now, how often would you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100, in which means 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Now, if you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Ron DeSantis. From 0 to 100, how do you rate him? How do you feel about him? From 0 to 100.
50.
Okay. What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights from 0 to 100?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Taylor Swift from 0 to 100.
50.
Okay. Kamala Harris from 0 to 100.
50.
Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
50.
The Democratic Party from 0 to 100.
100.
Okay. And Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
50.
The NAACP from 0 to 100.
50.
Okay. Moving forward here, I'm almost done here. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democratic Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to read some statements about the different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Let me read the first statement. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Do you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And just moving forward here, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs that are designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in unemployment? Do you strongly agree with that? Do you strongly support that? Somewhat support? Somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support. And how much longer is it going to be?
We're at 80% already, so we're almost done. Now, I'm going to read you the statements some people have made, and thank you so much, and some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with. I'm going to read you two statements, statement A or B. Let me read the first one. Some people say America's strength is rooted in a tradition of values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A. Now, statement B says this. Other people say America's strength is the diversity. We are a nation defined by different people who have come together, put truth to the idea that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all of our citizens so that they may contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with? Statement A or statement B?
Statement B, the last one, about equality.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. And going on to the last ones here, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each of the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree that it's being undermined and under threat. 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not think it's being undermined or you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Let me read it to you. Immigration to this country. Do you think it's being undermined in our country today? From 0 to 10, how much do you think it's being undermined, immigration to this country, from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. Police that treat everyone the same from 0 to 10.
10, they should.
Okay. Now, a commitment to Christian ideas from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. The right to bear arms from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Equal economic opportunities for all from 0 to 10.
10.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting from 0 to 10.
10.
And freedom to protest the police or government from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Now we're at 95% now. Now, I know I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each of the following on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Now, let me quickly read this to you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that statement?
10.
Okay. And last one here. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While our rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. If we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedoms and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10, how do you agree with that statement?
10.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, 10 means you're extremely motivated. You may use any number between 0 and 10. How motivated are you to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay.
10.
And then switching gears a little bit, the last three questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years, associate degree.
Oh,
two
okay.
years college.
Okay, okay.
Two years college.
2 years, okay. Are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And lastly here, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Okay. Now, what would you describe the area you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey, and thank you for your participation. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lagarto? Okay. Okay. Okay.